Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. We're talking about the big city here in Wisconsin, Milwaukee. It is a microcosm for much that happens across the state of Wisconsin. And each week we talk about it as such with my special guest, Jeremy Janine from Urban Milwaukee, the creator of that fine publication and a journalist there. He was busy covering Mayor Cavalier Johnson's State of the City address on Monday. But before we get to that, I wanted to remind everybody it's Wednesday. We're 2 days away from Friday. And on Fridays, you know what you see and hear at 3 p.m. It is the Ask Maggie segment. If you've got questions like Josh from Oshkosh, who texted in a great one this afternoon on our text line, you're going to want to get those questions in now. You can do so via our text line, 855-752-4842. Or, of course, via email at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And again, our text line, 855-75-CIVIC. Jeremy, let's talk housing, which is an issue across the state of Wisconsin, especially affordable housing. Certainly, maybe not looking like we're going to get much relief in terms of single family housing prices anytime soon, with apparently a trade war on, though Donald Trump saying maybe these things are paused for a month. I don't know what's going on. It's crazy every day, but certainly an issue across the state. Here in Milwaukee, we have an entity called the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee, largely a federally funded agency. It is separate from the City of Milwaukee, but the city, through the mayor's office, helps appoint board members that oversee HACM. They're responsible for all of the City of Milwaukee's Section 8 housing in large part, but they have been under a cloud for a number of years on basically two axes: financial mismanagement, the Federal Housing and Urban Development Agency saying that it's at risk of fraud, putting it on a watch list, as well as claims from residents in HACM Section 8 housing that it's unsafe, that there are infestations, that they can't access certain portions of the building, that they're not secured at night, that people who are non-residents are entering. Again, a lot of controversy here. What did the mayor specifically have to say about HACM, Jeremy?
Well, he gave a 34-minute speech, and unlike last year when he said HACM was moving in the right direction and he praised its then leader, Willie Hines, he didn't mention it at all in his speech. So the first question I got after the speech was, why? Why did you not mention it at all? And his response to me, and I'll read it, was, the fact of the matter is that my power over the housing authority is limited. And then he went into this kind of, it's not even a proxy war, just a straight up war of words he's having with this group, Common Ground, Southeastern Wisconsin, which is really pushing to reform the housing authority and bringing attention to these issues that affect the more than 10,000 residents. But then Johnson ended by telling me, I think we are moving in the right direction, which are oddly the same words he used last year during his speech. And at that time, things seemed to be moving in the right direction. But since then, the federal government has issued a troubled designation for the agency. And Willie Hines Jr. retired just months after saying he had years more on the job.
It's a fascinating tale that I think, again, even if you don't live here in southeastern Wisconsin, one, it's about affordable housing, and the people that are most vulnerable that need Section 8 assistance, need that federally supported housing, to have the agency that oversees and runs those housing developments under such a cloud for such a prolonged period of time, this has been going on for years, it is certainly disconcerting. And folks across the state receive Section 8 vouchers and receive some sort of subsidized or supported housing assistance. This is not what you would expect from your local governmental officials. Did he give any indication about what the plan might be in this regard, Jeremy?
They're trying to hire a new secretary executive director. That's going to happen later this year. There's multiple steps in that process. The big thing is they have a new CFO, a new financial officer, who's really kind of undoing this Rube Goldberg machine of moving federal money around. The weird thing about housing authorities across the country is they're often affiliated with a local government, but they're really federal creatures, and right. they are increasingly difficult to run because their budgets are so constrained. They only get limited yes. federal resources, and costs are going up. And Brad Leak, who's the new CFO, is really identifying, okay, here's opportunities we can save money. Here's where we're misspending money. We're misallocating money. It seems like there's a lot of confidence that should be placed in him, and he's aware of that and is being very transparent, which is a departure from the Hines administration.
I think there are some indications for hope, but I think the point that you just made, Jeremy, is the one that will resonate across the state of Wisconsin. When we look at affordable housing, whether it's through these housing authorities, which again are federal creatures, they have these loose affiliations with local government, but it's one, here are the two things that I want people to take out of this. One, when you have shared governance structures across units of government, citizens need to pay attention, because when you can point at another unit of government and say it's because of them or I don't have, it leaves space for these kinds of problems to fester over years. And the second point is the most important one here. There is simply insufficient federal resources going to housing, full stop. That is the true culprit here, not any individual administration or administrator or financial controller. We need more affordable housing. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Time flies when we're talking about important stuff. We'll see you next week for more Milwaukee as Microcosm. Folks, you're going to want to stay tuned. After the top of the hour, I'm going to be joined by Wisconsin State Senator Dianne Hesselbeck. We'll be talking about Trump's State of the Union, as well as the upcoming state battle over its biennial budget. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.